talk about question and answer phrasing. It's still two bars, but... in this part, we're going to repeat the actual notes, except, let's say, the last one. I'll give you a phrase right now. So the phrase is, you start at the root, and you play five notes. I'm sorry, one, two, three, four notes. You start at 12th fret, fourth string, and just run through the scale. The phrase sounds like this. All right, play it with me. All right, those last three notes are all on the 10th fret. So you just got the second half. I'm going to change the last note to the starting note of the riff. It'll go. All right, let's hear that phrase. And now it's a question and answer. So both together. Good. And then the answer of it. And it's cool. I mean, assignment now is to do a two-bar phrase, whatever you like, and then repeat it exactly, so keep it simple so you remember, but just change the last note. It doesn't always have to be higher and lower, but for this example, let's make it that way, where you're, because it's called question and answer, so it doesn't always mean the first phrase goes up and the second phrase goes down, but it's clearer to hear it by doing it that way. So that's what we'll do. You got to volunteer, ladies and gentlemen. And in this case, he changed the last two notes, and that's perfectly fine. One, two, three, go. Right, good. All right, anyone else? Okay. One, two, three, go.
Sorry.
All right, no problem. Two, three, go. Beautiful and simple. Good. It's called question and answer. Does it have to always go up and then down? Maybe not. So it's kind of like the second one commented on the first one. Even though it went up, didn't it kind of sound like an answer to it? Because it's repeating back, I don't know. It's like when someone, you tell someone you're something and then they repeat it back to you and they kind of nod and you feel so satisfied. Like they didn't even say it, they just said what you just said right back to them. But it's obvious that they're listening. So you're having a conversation. This is the beginning of conversational improvising is what it is. Try it where the second phrase goes up, but it still sounds like an answer somehow. I have a volunteer on that, please. All right, so one, two, three, go. Yeah, it still sounded like an answer even though it went up. Very good. You guys are getting it. It's pretty simple, but profound in its implications. From there, you can start embellishing. From there, you can start, before we move on, do a few in a row where you do question and answer in, we're being very logical, like sort of mathematical here on purpose. So do several in a row. Show me you could do several in a row. What I mean on this, I'll demonstrate. And then something completely different. Right? And then just keep stringing them up. Fancy, 19. I couldn't remember exactly my rhythm, but it was close. All right, so just prove to me you could do a few of them in a row. Any volunteers? Or would you any volunteers for like two or three phrases in a row? Yes?
As soon as you ended.
Like one, two, three, go. And then something different. Not bad. He's got good phrasing going on, right? Nothing fancy, although he's doing some string bending. That's all good. It's all good. The next thing is to explore longer phrases. If you think you got two bar phrases down, try four. It's not easy because you got all that space, but it really opens up windows in your mind. That was exactly right or not, but since we're embellishing, you could get away with it. It was mostly the same, but that was over four bars. So in order to start teaching you that, I'll give you the exact repetition one to do.